Now, the Israeli military has released rare footage showing its medics treating an injured anti-Damascus militant in the occupied Golan Heights. And the man is from an unnamed militant organization fighting against the Syrian government. Now, he reportedly received treatment at the scene and then was transferred to inside Israel for further medical care. Now, it's not clear when the incident occurred, but he was ultimately able to return back to Syria. Now, Israel has field hospital on the Syrian border and has reportedly treated some 1,600 people claimed to be both anti-government militants and civilians. Now, most of those treated belong to Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra Front. And now we're joined out of, by Mr. Tim King out of Portland, Oregon, in the United States. Now, Mr. King, this has been documented several times, numerous times, that we've been seeing these insurgents getting helped by Israeli soldiers. Now, how does this brotherhood, even exist between these extremists and Israelis?
Right, I know. We're talking about the most opposing ideologies in the world. And, you know, this is the same old story that we've witnessed over and over again. Israel is actually even working directly against the U.S. interests and the efforts of the Iraqi government, for example, who are fighting these same militants. So I think that it's just a sad sign of how Israel and the different Saudi-related nations over recent years have maintained this alliance that just doesn't make any sense. I think it's all about money, and it's all about persecuting Palestinians and doing anything to stand up against a country that doesn't conform to either the ideologies of the Israelis, the Zionists, or the more radical Sunni governments.
Right, and doesn't Tel Aviv realize that helping these extremists is like playing with a double-edged sword? I mean, some of their closest allies did this in the not-too-distant past, and now they're dealing with the destruction that they caused?
Absolutely. And, you know, one part of this is that when we're talking about Damascus and the terror that the people there have been experiencing, Shiite people, Jewish people, Christian people, under the gun, being murdered ruthlessly by these very militants that Israel is working working to treat and going, obviously, by the nature of this latest report and video, going to great efforts to save the lives of these fighters, it is an absolute walking contradiction.
And what's the justification that Tel Aviv employs as to why it's helping these fighters?
Yeah, well, you know, and I go back many years, and you know, there's a lot to say about Assad and that government, but by and large, there's been a lot of support for Palestine over the years. And I always, just always look at any of the countries that Israel or the U.S. are targeting, and the one common thread will be that you'll find support for the Palestinians. It seems to be the only agenda is the elimination of those people and anyone that doesn't conform to one of the two very, very radical ideologies, again, between Wahhabis and the Zionists.
All right, well, thank you for your input there, Mr. King. That's Mr. Tim King, editor of Global News Center, joining us out of Portland in the United States.